From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Today, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order that would make it easier for Americans to buy basic insurance plans, but potentially make things harder for those who have existing conditions. J.B. Silvers is a professor of healthcare finance at Case Western Reserve University. He told me this plan would change the so-called risk pools for insurers. That refers to the size and makeup of the group of people being covered.
The concern is it might destroy the risk pools that exist right now, and all the costs for people with less serious illnesses will go up as a result of taking healthier people out. That's always the concern in insurance.
So we haven't seen this executive order yet, but according to reports, the idea is to provide more options for consumers. But what would be the downside of this?
So if you're running a small machine shop with, let's say, people that are age 50, they're having multiple problems. Your cost of insurance is higher. If you target the smaller groups, then people in that population that are more healthy will drop out. They'll be bought off.
This is an executive order we're talking about, meaning that it could be overturned by another administration without Congress. How will the market deal with this kind of uncertainty?
Insurance companies set their rates based on their expected expenditures, and they like stability, because the only way you can do that is to have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen next year in a large population. When you change all the rules and you start messing around with the pool, the insurance company's uncertainty goes way up. The insurance business hates uncertainty that way, which is ironic since that's their business.
J.B. Silvers is a professor of healthcare finance at Case Western Reserve University. Thanks so much.
Good to talk to you.